Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on offsetting a Reese patch for that VHS rave color, the kind of texture that sits beautifully in jungle, old school DNB, ragger rollers, and early warehouse energy. The goal here is not just to make a bigger Reese. We want something that feels a little off-center, a little smeared, like it's been run through tape, VHS, and analog degradation, but still holds together in mono for proper club playback. So think solid low-end body with a character layer that's unstable in a controlled way. That's the vibe. We're going to build this using stock Ableton devices, and the main idea is simple. Keep the sub disciplined, and let the upper movement get messy and nostalgic. Start with a new MIDI track and load up Waveatable. If you prefer analog, that works too, but Waveatable is a clean place to start. Set both oscillators to saw waves. Give each one a little unison, maybe two voices, and keep the detune fairly low. On OSC 2, add a small fine detune, just enough to create beating and movement. You're not trying to sound massive yet. You're trying to sound alive. Then shape the filter. A low-pass 24 dB filter is a solid choice here. Add a bit of filter drive if you want some bite, but don't overcook it. For the amp envelope, keep the attack short, and decide whether you want this more like a stab or more like a rolling bass. For a classic jungle feel, sustained notes often work best, because then the modulation and FX can really do the talking. Now for the key part, the offset. There are a couple of good ways to do this, and you can even combine them if you're careful. The cleanest way is to slightly detune one oscillator differently from the other. Keep one centered, push the other just a little bit. That tiny difference creates a moving beat pattern, and that's already giving you Reese energy with a little bit of attitude. For a more obvious VHS style smear, add frequency shifter after the synth. Keep it subtle. We're talking very small shift amounts, somewhere around 1.5 to maybe 8 Hz, depending on the patch and the key. Use fine mode, keep the dry slash wet fairly low, and don't go crazy with feedback. The whole point is that the sound feels a little drifted, a little warped, not obviously metallic. If you hear the pitch center falling apart, you've gone too far. Next, bring in chorus ensemble. This is where the worn tape spread starts to show up. Use a slow rate, modest depth, and enough width to make the upper part of the Reese feel like it's breathing and wobbling. Again, subtlety is your friend. If the chorus is too heavy, the bass gets blurry fast, and in drum and bass blur is the enemy of impact. Now let's protect the low end. This is one of the most important lessons in the whole tutorial. Split the sound into two parts with an audio effect rack. Make one chain for the sub, and one chain for the Reese color. On the sub chain, low pass around 120 Hz, and set utility to zero width so it stays mono and solid. On the color chain, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so the stereo and modulation only affect the upper body. This keeps the club weight intact while still giving you all the VHS rave character on top. Once that split is in place, add saturator on the color chain. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Soft clip-on is useful here. You want harmonic grit, not obvious fuzz. This helps the bass read on smaller speakers and gives it that slightly worn, tape-processed edge. If you want a harsher, modern variant, roar can work too, but for this lesson, saturator is a great starting point because it keeps the tone focused. Here's a really important teacher tip. Don't chase width before tone. If the patch feels weak, fix the harmonics first. A wide but thin Reese is usually a sound design issue, not a stereo issue. Get the body right, then widen it. If you want even more vintage motion, try a little echo or a very short reverb on the color layer only. Keep the feedback low and the wet amount tiny. You're not building an ambient wash here. You're just adding a ghostly tail, a bit of warehouse air, a little haunted space around the movement. That can sound amazing on intro basses and transition moments, but use it carefully, because too much ambience will blur your groove. Now let's talk about the arrangement, because this sound really comes alive when it interacts with the drums. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass should answer the break, not just sit on top of it. Try offbeat bass hits under chopped amen edits. Try short call and response phrases with the snare. Try leaving space so the break can breathe. Sometimes the most effective bass line is not the busiest one. Sometimes a few well-placed notes with strong motion do more than a constant stream of MIDI. Automation is where the patch starts to feel like it's evolving over time. Automate the frequency shifter amount slightly, automate chorus rate or depth, move the filter cutoff, and maybe bring in a little more width. Over the course of an 8-bar loop, a nice pattern is to start subtle in the first half, then increase the movement in the second half, and finally close the filter or tighten the width right before the next section. That creates tension and release, which is perfect for intro basses and build-to-drop transitions. Another useful trick is to let the sound age in sections rather than being wobbling all the time. Contrast is what makes the old tape feel believable. If everything is constantly moving, the effect loses meaning. But if some notes are stable and some are a little damaged, the character feels intentional. For cleanup, use EQ 8 after the chain. If you've got muddiness around 200 to 400 Hz, trim it a bit. If the upper layer gets harsh around 2 to 5 kHz, tame that too. Then use utility to manage the stereo image and overall gain. Always keep the sub mono, and always check the patch in mono. This is one of those habits that saves you from nasty surprises later. Here's a practical workflow tip. Check the bass at low monitor volume. If the VHS color still reads quietly, the sound design is strong. If it only sounds exciting when it's loud, the FX balance is probably too heavy. That low volume check is a great reality test. If you want to take it further, try splitting the color layer into two more bands. Keep the low mid part warmer and mostly mono, then make the upper mid part wider and more animated. That gives you a thicker body with a nostalgic smear pushed higher up, which often sounds more controlled and more musical. You can also automate a tiny moving notch with EQ8, sweeping a narrow cut very gently across the mids. This creates a subtle worn tape instability that feels surprisingly convincing. It's a small detail, but those are the details that make a sound feel expensive. And if you really want to push the jungle angle, resample the result. Bounce 4 or 8 bars, chop it, reverse a tail, pitch it down, or warp it creatively. That's very in the spirit of old-school DNB production, where sampling and resampling are part of the sound itself. So let's recap the process. Start with a stable Reese patch in Waveitable. Keep the low-end core centered and mono. Offset the upper body with subtle detune and frequency shifter. Add chorus ensemble for VHS-like smear. Use saturator or roar for harmonic grit. Split the sub and color layers so the low-end stays disciplined. Automate movement over time. Keep checking mono and make sure the bass still works with the drums. The real magic here is balance. You want enough offset to sound haunted, nostalgic, and ravey, but not so much that the bass loses club power. That's the sweet spot. For your practice exercise, build a 4-bar Reese roller. Make the sub mono, high pass the color layer, add a small amount of frequency shifter, a subtle chorus, and a touch of saturation. Then program a simple 4-bar phrase with root notes and passing notes. Automate the shift amount slowly, and listen back in stereo, in mono, and with drums. Then tweak it until it feels wide but controlled. Vintage but not weak, and dark enough to sit under a chopped amen loop. If you get that balance right, you've got a really useful old-school DNB tool, a Reese that feels like VHS rave memory, but still hits like a proper sound system.